On this week's Iron Hero Fitcast, we are talking about tracking your workouts and the value that they provide with you and your goals. Firstly, I apologize if I cough on occasion. I've had a cough for a couple days, and it bugs me every once in a while, so I'm going to apologize in advance because it's likely that I'll cough throughout this. Now, as far as tracking your workouts, if you're looking to get the most out of what you're doing, it would behoove you to track your workouts. It doesn't matter if it's bodybuilding, powerlifting, Olympic weightlifting, if it's CrossFit, hey, we're a CrossFit gym, then you need to be tracking your workouts. Now, does that mean you have to get real, real in-depth and talk about every little detail? No, not necessarily, but you want to know some of the big things. Now, if you don't track your workouts, here's some things to think about as to why maybe you're stunting your own progress if you don't. First, you would lose sight of your actual progress. You know, I know, anybody who trains knows that not every day is a good day. And if you're doing, in the case of CrossFit, let's say you're doing a benchmark workout and you repeat the workout and you certainly feel fitter and you feel stronger, and maybe that day you just happen not to do quite as well. If you haven't tracked things prior to that, you might not have any idea why it got worse, or you might just have false beliefs as to why you're not improving. Second, without data, you may underperform versus previously without even knowing it. So in that same example, if you're doing a benchmark workout and, hey, I think I finished that workout in 8 minutes and 12 seconds, and this time I finished the workout in 7:59. Well, unless you have it tracked somewhere, maybe that 8 minutes and 12 seconds was actually 7 minutes and 12 seconds, and in point of fact, you actually did markedly worse. Now, again, training and results ebb and flow, and so you can't take that one little piece of data as the end-all be-all, but it is one important piece of the puzzle, and so you need to have data and you need to have trends that you can refer back to make sure that you are going in the right direction. And if you're not, you want to know that so that you can make adjustments to your training or your nutrition or your sleep or your stress management, or have a conversation with your coach about which of these things you need to spend your time focusing on. If you don't have that data, then you know, the plateaus that you inevitably will hit, the stunted growth, your strength, your cardio flexibility, your health markers, like you just won't know. What about patterns? Third, without tracking, you may miss the impact that other habits lead to your workouts. They're the impact that other habits have on your workouts. What sleeping does, or lack of sleeping does. What eating does, if you had a good week of eating, good being, you know, eating well, making reasonably good choices most of the time, versus, hey, you went out and you drank and you ate pretty much whatever you want, and what that had to do as well. What stress or stress management or a lack of stress management has to do with regard to the results that you experience and whether or not things are heading in the right direction, or maybe any extra activities. Maybe you're playing intramural basketball or something, or there's a sand volleyball league, or you're doing the weekly taco ride and you're eating and drinking and operating your bike under the influence, and the next day or a couple of days, like, why do my workouts feel so crappy? I'm not saying don't do that. You got to live your life, and I support that, but don't be surprised if it affects you in that direction. So how tracking can help you, it's more than just leaderboard stuff. And it's more than just comparing yourself to others. First, you can clearly measure your progress because it's objective. It's the same thing as doing an in-body, like a percentage body fat, or you're doing pinches or something. You have objective means of measurement. And with objective means, you can track progress, or hopefully not, but it might go in the other direction. And without that data, it's just hard to tell. Maybe you did something a little bit heavier. Maybe you added some reps. Maybe you had a faster time or more rounds in reps. Or maybe you got pretty much the same score, but the note you left to yourself was like, that was a nightmare. But this time you leave a note that says, that felt pretty good. Like, I feel pretty good. Even that's progress. And sometimes these little measures of progress are what you need to continue to move on. Which brings me to you. Second, you have a clear-cut measure of when you hit your goals. If you want to get stronger, that's great. What does success look like in that instance? How do you know you can check that off the list? That's something I ask during my consult process all the time. And nearly every time, though not every time, nearly every time, everybody stops and kind of does that looking up toward the ceiling thing. They're thinking about it. It's like, wow, I've never thought about that. Well, take a chance and think, or take a second and think about it. If you want to get stronger, what does that look like? Maybe stronger is like, I can do 5 pushups, but I want to do 10, or I want to deadlift my body weight, or I want to be able to do a strict pull-up. Like, what does success look like? If you have that and you measure your progress, then you very well, I mean, you have a good idea of when you actually hit what you're trying to hit, because you're measuring it and you have a baseline to come back to. 3, building momentum and confidence. If you're progressing, if you're staying consistent, and you are reinforcing that your work is leading to something, right? Even if it's, so if I want to go from 5 pushups to 6 pushups, like that's not an astronomical change, although mathematically, I mean, you're adding 20% to what you're doing. So that's, you know, you can make an argument there. But if you're garnering these little wins along the way, you have all this good momentum that just builds confidence in what you're doing, right? And it reinforces that what you're doing is actually doing something for you. And that's huge. 4, you know how to challenge yourself. For example, if I lifted 100 pounds for 10 reps last time and I recorded it, I need to know, because I need to lift 100 pounds for 11 reps, or maybe I lift 105 pounds for 10 reps, right? In either case, that is mathematically progress. It's either progress with weight or it's progress with reps, and you can see that this growth is happening. I need to know how I challenge myself, and one of the only ways I can do that is to record what I've been doing so I know how to move on to the next step. Now, if I might be this example, and I know I talk to people that are kind of falling in this category, but like, if you're the person that just likes to work out just for the sake of working out, that's great. That is me. But even so, I still like to know that what my effort is going to is doing something. And so even if you're the guy or gal who is just working out, just like, I just enjoy working out, and people hate me when I don't work out or whatever, you still want to have some sort of measurement, some sort of way to remeasure. And both of those things in a facet that actually pertains to something that you want. So while it might not be the same thing anybody else cares about, that doesn't matter. What matters is that in the measurements that you care about, that you're experiencing some kind of progress. But again, if you're not measuring these things, then you're missing out on a big, say momentum builder for yourself with regard to tracking progress, seeing progress, feeling progress, and not feeling like you're just sort of going through the motions. So if you're not tracking stuff, man, I hope you start tracking something somewhere. Like, you need to. And there's so much good that comes from it. And you could be capitalizing and optimizing, rather, your progress by doing so. So please, if you are not tracking your workouts, it doesn't matter. Again, powerlifting, CrossFit, weightlifting, bodybuilding, whatever. If you're not tracking progress, you should be tracking progress in some means. You don't have to be fanatical about it, but you should be tracking something so that you can come back and see what you've done and how you've progressed. That's all till next week.